Health and Social Services Committee meeting to order. Date is November 28, 2016. The time is approximately 3:25 p.m. Meeting is scheduled to last until 4:00. Next item on the agenda is roll call.
Congressman Shaw?
Here.
Congressman Maker?
Here.
Congressman Mason?
Present.
Congressman Norris? And Congresswoman Pratt?
Well, Congresswoman Pratt is in the building. She ran to get something, and Congressman Norris is in the building. I think he had a phone call that he had to make, so they'll both be with us shortly. We do have a quorum. Next item on the agenda is prayer. Congressman Mason, would you say the prayer for us, please, sir?
Almighty Father God, we come this day and we say thank you again for the breath of life that you have given us this morning. Be with us now this afternoon as we consider the things in front of us for the betterment of our people, Almighty Father God. We ask for your divine guidance into our invisible being and the things that we say and the things that we think and the things that we hear, Almighty Father, the your words. We thank you, Almighty Father. Again, for these particular decisions to be made, be with us, Almighty Father. We thank you for all these privileges. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Congressman. Congressman Pratt, or Speaker Pratt, has joined us at the table. Welcome back. Next item on the agenda is approval of minutes. Please approve the minutes from September 28th. Congressman Mason.
Motion to accept the minutes as presented.
Second. Motion to accept the minutes as presented by Congressman Mason, seconded by Congressman Shaw. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, minutes are approved. Next item on the agenda is consideration of ONCA 1707, an act to amend ONCA 1692 to provide a supplemental appropriation to Health and Wellness Division in the amount of $1,411,723 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Shaw. Congressman Shaw, how would you like to introduce your bill to the committee?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll go ahead and introduce it, describe its intent.
Okay.
As you may recall, earlier in the year, in September, there was discussion of some projected revenue from third-party collections from the Shawshe Clinic, and because we had moved the proposed budget back from August the 8th to September the 15th, and between that time there had been an additional amount added for projected third-party revenue. It was the committee and the Congress' decision not to re-add that money back in at this time, and so there is still a projected revenue that is unaccounted for, that the clinic feels that it can meet those revenue projections, and in fact it exceeded their revenue projections in the first year. But I think in the midst of all of our consternation about budgets and process, I believe it is my impression that Congress just chose not to move on that at this time. So now there's a request for a supplemental appropriation to the Health and Wellness Division. It includes that amount, but there are other amounts contained herein as well, and I think there's a nice description at the bottom of this grid. This grid act not only shows the appropriated budget for 17, and I've looked at those are the correct amounts, a proposed budget for 17.
Sorry, I missed that.
That is the variance and the percentage changes, and at the bottom that there's a change or a general description of the various amounts and where they came from. And then you can also see that the budget for the various line items and where they changed. And so just to take it from the top, reading from the support documentation, there were federal funds of $110,840 from WIC and three new grants, one of which was the National Indian Health Board. I'd be interested in knowing more about all those grants, nothing in detail, but it's very gratifying we have those monies. Tribal funds, $211,000. It looks like the lion's share is for senior services at Fairfax. We had all became aware that when the building is completed and ready for programming, that there was no budget for it, that all the Title VI or senior services budget was currently being consumed by services elsewhere, including the Huska, and that at some point we would need to address funding for services at the Fairfax Senior Center. And then we've got program income for $30,000, which we just discussed at appropriations. They project they're going to generate $30,000 in revenue for meals sold at the senior services program at Fairfax. And then lastly, the amount I was talking about, the other third-party billing at the clinic, which was a total of $625,087, and then IDC for the health division leader, I believe was brought from the IDC pool into the budget, $125,000. So if you go to the top and look at the appropriation, you see the federal went up $419,000, went up 4.2%. Tribal went up 22%, or $211,000. The majority of that is for the senior services programming at Fairfax, and that was a 22% increase in tribal funds. And then the program funds, which were other revenue, went up by $30,000, projecting that much would be earned in the remainder of the year for meals sold at the Fairfax Senior Center. Then other pertains to third-party revenue collections, which is restricted for health and health expenditures, including administration. And that total amount plus the IDC is $750,087. As you remember, and the reason I make that distinction is that those third-party collections are restricted for health-related services. So it's a potpourri. It's not any one amount. There's several amounts. The majority of it is federal fund. The majority of it has to do with the third-party billing of $625,000. Another amount is $419,000. So just between the third-party collections, which is not, does not come from revenue money, and the federal programs, there's over $1 million of the total $1.4 million. The tribal is really boils down to $211,000, the majority of which is for senior services at Fairfax. So I had asked several people from the health and wellness division to come and speak to that. I had been told about a week ago that the program directors, division leaders, would be able to speak with us this time as we process these supplemental appropriation requests, and I'm very pleased that they came out and are one here to represent their programs. I do know that there are a number of questions that are going to be asked, one of which just from the last meeting had to do with the $30,000 in meals from revenue. So I guess we can take it from the top here. Who would be able to speak most, or which people would be able to speak most about WIC, MSPI, March of Dimes, and National Indian Health Board? Okay, so if you could join us up here. We ask people to come up, and you can always bring more than one person if you need to. It's that we're on audio, and they can't hear you from back in the gallery there.
I'm Amanda Tillman. I'm the division leader for the Health and Wellness Programs. The money for the WIC was some additional money that they were given from their funding agency. And so we just needed to get that appropriated. The FAB, or the National Indian Health Board grant, that is a grant we applied for. A lot of tribes a lot of them are considering it, but I think maybe only one has done it, are looking into a public health accreditation. It's a kind of a new thing, and so we've been hearing a lot about it, and we wanted to just at least get our feet wet with it. So this was a small grant for $10,000 to work with the National Indian Health Board and set up a survey. It's a community health survey, or actually community health assessment. And we're having a meeting, it's this week, Thursday and Friday, the funding agency will be here to hold a full day, kind of a mini conference with us on Thursday, and then a half a day on Friday to go over the requirements of the grant and some of the things that we need to do to get this started. I plan to attend both days, but it's just to see where we're at and to find out what the needs of our health population of our community are and see where we can go from there. It's a long, drawn-out, very long process. It's very difficult to get, but we think we just at least need to start looking in that direction because our healthcare, our health facilities accredited, our counseling centers accredited, and so we feel like these accreditations just give us more clout to the community so that they know that we're following a certain level of care and standards so that we can provide good care. But anyway, it's just a way to get us started. So it's just a small $10,000 grant. The March of Dimes grant is a even smaller grant. It's a $3,000 grant. And it's to provide prenatal education to our new mothers. And that's already started, and they're having some really, really good results from that. And it's supposed to be very culturally oriented. Some of the mothers are beating little moccasins while they're in the groups. I mean, there's been some pictures posted online of some of the things that they're doing in these classes. And they're working, the public health nurses are working with the WIC program to get the mothers enrolled in this program. So we think it's already turned out to be a very good thing. And then, what was the other one?
MSPI.
We've had that one before. And we were just awarded it again. This is mainly to provide suicide prevention and training to our youth. Excuse me. They do things like the soccer camp that they did last fall? Or this summer. They did a soccer camp up here on the weekend, and they had a really good turnout. They had Mama Bear came and did some talking, and he spoke to the children and then they had the Westland University participated also with that camp. And then they do things like suicide prevention training, which is the QPR, the question, persuade, and refer. Daisy has held several classes on that just to get some awareness out there so that people know what to do and how to recognize someone who might have suicidal tendencies. So we've had this grant in the past, and we were just awarded it again. And all of these awards.
Is it a one-year grant?
Pardon?
1 year?
I think it's a 3 year.
Multi-year.
I guess it's a multi-year, but I think it's 3. From 2000, no, that's old. I think it's 3. This is old. But all of these were just awarded toward the end of September. That's why they weren't budgeted for before. No, it is. The MSPI is a 1 year grant. I'm sorry.
1 year?
Yeah. I thought it was 3. It's the others that he has that are multi-year.
When was the last time we were awarded one of the MSPI grants?
It was awarded before I came here. And they had it when I got here in 2015. And then they got an extension last year, toward the end of the year. And for some reason we didn't reapply for it. And it came up again that we could, so now we have been awarded it again.
Would there be any new positions?
No. Okay. Well, you know, we can save them. I don't think so. There won't be with the other two.
Congressman Mayor.
Was that the same amount as you received in the past? Just $295,551. Is that the same amount?
With MSP? I'm not even sure. Do you know him?
It's the same. So, did you have any leftover funds? It seems like a lot of money to him.
They had carryover funds last year when it ended, and so that's how they were able to have that soccer camp.
Yeah.
But none to carry over to this year.
Yeah, I know using the grant, you have to spend all the money.
Yeah. But I'm not sure about Dr. Shaw. I can't find it. I don't think so, though.
Can anyone here speak to that? There's any new positions, Mr. Cobb? No, they're not for the MSBI. No, it's a fraction of existing staffs. Pardon me? If you pay a fraction of existing staffs, okay? Okay. And then, well, does anyone have over on the federal funds portion? And assuming each of those amounts, are those all federal funds? Are there any required travel matches? And assuming no?
There's no matches.
Okay. So then the next portion is tribal funds, starting with $211,745 for senior services, Title VI. Are you going to?
That's for the, it's my understanding that it's supposed to open March 1st. So that would be for the 6 months left in the fiscal year, the money needed for that.
Okay, well, similar to how you went through the federal funds portion, do you mind starting with the $211,000 and then go through the various tribal funds? Are you going to be the one that speaks to that? Mr. Cobb?
Yeah, let's let him do it. He has the breakdown at the bottom of his page.
I'll join you. You can just stay there. So of the 211, I think as the note says, 190 of that is for the titles, the senior services Fairfax facility. I know there was discussion in the previous meeting about where those numbers came from. Essentially, it's not an exact, but it's almost a mirror of the Pawhuska facility, which we have history on and can create educated guesses or educated budgets at 6 months worth, because I think the estimated start open date is March, so it's 6 months of a Pawhuska facility type budget. And that was the genesis, or the root of where those numbers came from. The 190, 179 tribal funds, and then of course the 30,000 program would equal 220 for that Fairfax facility. Which if you look at the Pawhuska facility for 17, I think it's the budget for it is 441. So it's real close to that. Of that, I believe there are four positions exactly the same as in Pawhuska. Obviously, they would be new because the facility doesn't exist now. So the total wages of that, if you're looking for that, the breakdown would be 52,000, 53,000. Fringe would be 28,700. I can go down the list if you'd like, but you see it on the screen there. What you got in your support is it combines everything in the request.
Okay, so the $190,000 is for the operation of the Fairfax Title VI,
correct?
Including the salaries and wages.
Yes, sir. The $21,566 is for wages, fringe, and IDC to move all tribal employees within the health and wellness division up to the minimum pay scale.
Correct.
Gotcha.
And we can talk about that as separate. I mean, after the senior.
Okay.
Senior
well, that
discussion
kind of confusing me when I was looking at it, thinking, well,
they're two different things, but I understand.
All tribal funds. It's
not very much.
All tribal funds. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Is everybody clear on that? Any questions about the Title VI facility? Congressman Shaw?
I'd like to hear from the Title VI director.
Ms. Sue Slinkard is going to join us.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I'm Sue Slinkard. I'm the Title VI Elder Nutrition Director, and I'm pleased to be with you this afternoon to help explain the Fairfax Center. We're excited about this. We think it's going to be a real positive thing for our elders in that area, and we are looking forward to it. So thank you for inviting me, Dr. Shaw. Appreciate it.
Congressman Norris? Congressman Schock.
Ask a question. I realize it's been billed as kind of as a reflection of at least fiscally, the operations of Wahuska. If you could just give us a description of what will be offered there. It may be the same thing that's offered there, but I'd just like to hear a brief rundown.
Okay. Our plans, as of now, will be that we will be serving the same menu each day at both centers. Everybody's going to eat the same thing, the homebounds and the congregants, okay? We will still be delivering homebound meals out of our Wahuska Center to Hominy and Wahuska. The Fairfax group will get their homebound meals now from the Fairfax Center and will be delivered out to them. And I've asked for 4 staff people. 2 of those would be cooks. 1 would be the person that would deliver the homebound meals and check up on the elders every day. Because sometimes when we get to an elder's home, we find them sick. We find them that's had heart attacks. We find them in diabetic comas. We find them hurt or fallen or lots of different situations. And lots of times we're the only one that they see for the day. They don't have family and friends checking on them. Some of them do, some of them don't. Some of them are lucky enough to home health, comes in, you know, gives them their meds and checks on them daily. But most of them are home alone. So we feel like if we can get in there and check on them, then we're doing a service not only to our program, but for our tribal elders. Most of our homebounds are Osage throughout the area. We've always serviced Wahuska, Hominy, and Fairfax, Great Horse area, because of those were the 3 original camps, and that's the way the districts were set up, and that's the way that the grant was first set up whenever it was started back in in the 80s. But we continue to do that. We will be offering social activities for them there at the center. We have a puzzle at the center over here that they work on every day. They get to bring in, choose whatever they want to do. You know, some of them work them, some of them want to take them home, whatever, but they do that. We just had our Thanksgiving dinner for our elders, and we will be holding the same thing in Fairfax. Mr. Maker just asked me if we were going to do a Christmas dinner, and I told him no, that we do a Christmas brunch, and we also hand out treat sacks to our elders, our congregate and homebounds. We make it the old time gift sack with apple and orange, mixed nuts, Christmas candy, different assortment of Christmas candies. Some of you may have received them in the past, but we're getting ready to start putting those together within the next couple of weeks to hand out. That's something we just do for Christmas for them. For my homebounds, we provide them Christmas stockings with little chapsticks and hand lotion and sometimes little packs of tissues, just little things in them, peppermint stick, just to show them that we're thinking of them and we love them. Then in the springtime, we have our Honor Day festivities, and we select elders that we honor that have helped us throughout the year or, you know, contributed in some way to the program. Maybe they've been an outstanding volunteer. Maybe they've invited the most new people into the program. You know, whatever the case, and we try to get them from the different areas also. Then, like I said, we have the major holidays that we celebrate those also, 4th of July, Valentine's Day, you know, fun things like that. Valentine's Day, one time we had a king and queen contest, and they got and flowers and candy and all that, and the elders got to vote on whom they wanted as king and queen. So it was quite a competition. Do what?
Stay
Oh, yeah, we go to the state fair. That's a big outing. We charter a bus and take them to the Tulsa State Fair for the day. Anytime you want to volunteer and go, you're more than welcome. Okay, I'll just put your name on the list. Well, yeah, I can get you in free. We buy the tickets, we supply the snacks, and we have a good day. Okay. Okay. Well, we go usually the first part of October.
Congressman Shaw, then Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Next year for FY18, what would you project might be the total budget for senior services? Do you actually have separate budgets for them, or they're all just?
No, they're going to be separate. We'll have the Fairfax budget and the Huska budget.
They'll probably be equal, 400,000 plus each.
Maybe. It depends on how well we do in Fairfax.
Right.
And from what I'm understanding, they're ready for us to get there.
They're waiting for you.
Yeah. I've had strict.
What can I buy a meal for?
$2. Anyone over the age of 55. Same as here.
And what would someone like me pay?
You would pay $6. You would pay $6. And the reason being that you're under the age of 55. But if you're over 55 with a membership or CDIB card from any tribe, it's, we ask a $2 donation. You don't have to. We're still going to feed you.
Oh, I see. Very nice. Let me ask you this. How many meals do you think you would sell there in a year or 6 months?
In a year?
What do you sell at the Huska?
What was it? 65,000? 45? I've slept since then.
About how many a day?
It's 45, I'm about to say.
How about a day? Per day?
Today, per day, about 150 to 200 meals a day.
That counts the ones that go out to?
That can't, we're doing almost 100 homebound a day now.
What would be the radius of the homebound around Fairfax, Gray Horse?
Gray Horse, Fairfax, and maybe, I'm not sure, into Ralston across the bridge. You know, they have invited the County Nutrition to come in with us over there, the tribe has, and some of their clients live just right there inside of Ralston. Yeah, I know.
Pawnee County, right?
Mm-hmm. That they count, that we would pick up. But in Fairfax and surrounding areas, I think when the word gets out, I've got people in Shidler that'll be coming down, Burbank. Mm-hmm.
How many in Huska did you say?
Do what?
How many in Huska? About?
150, 200, depending on what we have.
So average 165-ish?
Something like that.
Congressman Norris, 16,250.
I may have missed this, but I live in the Fairfax area.
Yes.
Now, how many people total are served in the Fairfax area?
At this particular time, we have got 22 to 25 homebounds in Fairfax at this time. Now, if they are married with a spouse, or if they're not married but have a caregiver, we also serve that person.
So there's, would you say 22 to 25? Out of that 22 to 25, now, are they all Osage?
Biggest part of them are.
You say the biggest part. Are we talking, I mean,
I would say more than half of them.
How many Osages there were? If I get asked that question, how would I respond?
Well, if I had my list, my delivery list, I could tell you.
She reports that, yeah, I can.
Yeah, we chart it every day.
Okay.
It's a daily chart. Same way with when you come to the center and sign in. We've changed our sign-in paper where you mark if you're Osage or not.
You got it broke down by age group, too?
Yes. We do. Well, I usually don't put anybody on that is not 55. It has to be an emergency, somebody just coming home from the hospital, maybe, or somebody, you know, that just fallen and broken their leg or their arm or something and don't have anybody in there to help take care of them, an emergency type. thing, and we'll put them on for maybe 2 weeks to a month and see how they do, and if they like us and we like them, and if they want us to stay. You know, some people don't like us, and they don't want our meals after we've started. They'll say, no, thank you, I don't need them anymore. And that's perfectly all right. You know, then we turn them over to the county nutrition and let them serve them. But most of our people, once we start delivering meals to them, they've been pretty happy with us and want us to continue. We try to serve a variety of foods.
I understand.
Yeah.
Congressman Shaw.
Just let me just ask you, one of the questions that's come up about $30,000 in projected program income from meals sold in Fairfax. Kind of have a rough idea, but let me just hear you say it specifically. How did you come up with $30,000?
Well, I think for our program income in Pawhuska, it was about $660,000,
yeah,
thereabouts.
They use that as a model in half of a year.
Because we figure over there, like we do over here, we're going to be serving those that are under age, and that's going to be $6 a hit when they come in to eat. And that's what's going to help us a lot.
$6.
$6, yes, for those under the age of 55. It doesn't matter if you have a card or not.
And I think that's good for Fairfax, because right now there's only one place to eat in town.
Yeah.
And this will give them a better balanced meal than what they can get there. So I could see a lot of people taking advantage of that. I know they're ready. They've told me they are.
With the kitchen there in the building, does that cook specifically for the senior meals? Does the child care have a...
We're going to be sharing the
sharing
kitchen.
Sharing the kitchen. They have their own staff that prepares.
Yes, they will have their cook and we'll have ours. There'll be two commercial oven stoves in there, yes. And we will share storage, and we won't be sharing food products. We'll buy ours and they'll buy theirs. But yes, we'll be in the same kitchen area.
Speaker Pratt, then Congressman Maker.
Congressman Maker was first. So go ahead.
I didn't know, so I just wanted to play his first.
He's got his look going, so.
Twice. I just wondered, who put their budget together with this?
Well, myself and Chad.
Okay. Was that based on the population of elders in the area?
I've got that information if you need it.
Well, I'm just...
Yeah. I don't have it with me.
And did you also put in your budget for a vehicle for delivery?
At this particular time, our program has 3 vehicles.
So you're going to give one out to...
Well, yeah. Yes. Huh? One of them is a 2006, but it's low mileage, and it's still good to go.
Kind of, you could maybe use the same vehicle to do little things.
Right. We like to run errands for them if they need to. Take them to the grocery store, take them to the clinic they're in. We don't take them outside of Fairfax.
Right. Yes.
Only they're within the city limits of Fairfax.
Okay.
Or if they want to go pay their utility bills, pick up their mail, we can do stuff like that with them.
And one last question. So do we have plans in the future for a senior citizen facility in Harmony?
I knew that was coming.
So did I.
Did you know that was coming?
Yes, ma'am.
You'll have to ask your congressman about that.
You haven't been approached to make that?
I have, yes, okay. Sir. I know that there's a need there.
Well, I have a question or a couple questions about the budget. So if we're comparing it to the Pawhuska facility, does your associated costs come out of that particular budget?
Yes. It comes out of the tribal money that the tribe gives us.
And how much was that? Did you say low 400s?
It was 441 and some change.
441, and that also includes 3 drivers?
No.
3 delivery people?
No. I have a full-time delivery person that drives 100 miles a day delivering meals for Pawhuska, Harmony, and Fairfax. I have another girl who is dual purpose. She's an office manager / homebound delivery second route in Pahuska. Okay?
Okay.
And then the extra girl is working in the kitchen, and we use her for backup if one of the other two is sick or off or whatever, or if an elder needs to be taken to the clinic or wherever here in town, then we have a van to do that. That's how we work that. No one person does it all, but just the one that goes out of town. The other ones are all doing other things, working in the kitchen, you know, delivering meals.
Okay. So how many employees are located within the Pahuska budget currently?
Six.
And there's going to be four in Fairfax, four new employees?
Yes.
Okay.
One would be like the center coordinator to oversee, to be sure things are run right and done like it's supposed to be. One would be to pick up elders, bring them into the congregate meal site for lunch, to take them home. That same person could also deliver homebound meals within Fairfax area. And then you'd have two cooks. You'd have a cook and an assistant.
Okay. Congressman Mason?
Since you're thinking about Hominy, is there any thought about going into the Skytook area?
Skytook has wanted us for years.
To get a sizable population over
yes,
there?
Yes, absolutely.
Just a thought.
Speaker Pratt?
Excuse me. Okay. Is anyone getting the meals free?
Like some of them do, yes.
Okay.
We have several of our homebounds that do.
Okay, and what's the criteria of the quota?
Most of them.
I mean, it's a good thing. I'm not saying I disagree with it.
We can't enforce that they pay for a meal. Okay. It's a suggested donation.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Unless they're underage, then we can request it for them to pay. But if they're of eligibility age, we cannot enforce it.
Okay. And so then when you said when the Fairfax Center opens up, they'll cover the homebound. So you have, I think you just answered that, but you have been delivering homebound to all three districts out of the Pahuska facility.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And so then when you start over there, you said you have a full-time transportation person, so they can pick elders up and bring them to the center to eat and then take them home.
Correct.
And then also deliver homebound. But then you mentioned someone may transport to appointments at
that
Pahuska.
Same person can do that.
So they would
Fairfax.
Also do that as well?
Wow.
Okay. Mm. And then I was gonna say the senior center, they have a fairly new senior center at Skytook. So just curious if like you would ever can you or would you ever consider collaborating with them to try to maybe assist if we have elders over
sure.
there right now? I mean,
you
that's
know
what
we're doing with the county. I mean,
right, as opposed to another, it's not very, it's over by the city park, right by the swimming pool. And it's almost just like a warehouse looking thing that they all, it's always packed with cars. So I was just curious if, you know, because it's so a timely thing in order to get a center over there, considering if we studied what our population was of elders, mm-hmm. if you could possibly look into collaborating with them at least to try
they
to
they cannot refuse to service our elders.
They can't?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
They cannot.
Okay.
If they do, they're not supposed to be.
Oh, okay.
How are they funded?
Huh?
How are they funded?
They're funded through the state.
Okay.
And then they also, I believe, the county nutrition gets federal funding also. I'm not real sure about that, but at one time they were using our head count for out here at Cedar Ridge years ago for their grant, and they have to serve our people.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Any other questions? I'm sorry, Congressman Mason.
I'm just curious if you say one of our employees goes into a household and finds an elder on the floor, injured, or what's your, what is their procedure? Who do they call firstly to get?
They, we call, first of all, they'll call 911 and report it in that town. Second call is going to be to me. And being wherever, let's say they're in Harmony, because we've had it to happen one time in Harmony. Okay, I called the ambulance. The girl that had delivered was calling the police. I called the ambulance, I called the CHR, I called the chief's office, reported it to them. One of the policemen was notified. They went down to see what all was going on. And the lady was in bad shape. She was in a diabetic coma. And it took all of those people working together to get her to the hospital. You know, sometimes they refuse to go. And once an elder or anybody tells you, no, I don't want to be transported, we can't transport them. So you've got to handle it delicate in getting them convinced that that's the best place for them, that they need to be transported. And she did. The lady, we saved her life that day.
What is our liability in something like that?
It's a big responsibility, you know. Big responsibility.
Good. Okay. All right, committee. We're after 4 o'clock. Of course, we didn't start till 3:30. How would like the committee like to proceed? Congressman Shaw?
I'd just like to ask one other question because it could be posed on the floor of the Congress. I want to make sure it touched on all these amounts. There's a piece in there for wages, fringe, and IDC to move all tribal employees to minimum pay scale. Now, that's straightforward, but are we saying that some of the division employees are not at a minimum pay scale then?
Okay, that, yes, sir.
Is that based on some recent pay scale or one that's been known for some time?
It's a recent
one. It's based on the one that was done, the HR did this year, the market study.
Are we still doing the market analysis?
Yes.
Isn't that based on?
They just.
No, it's not.
It's not in the merit bill anymore.
I'm sorry.
It's not in the merit bill anymore.
Well, had they done one prior to the new one?
Yes.
They did one when we contacted.
So, okay. So the minimum pay scale is based on the market analysis that was done by the Osage Nation Human Resources Department. That's the answer, correct? Yes. Executive branch says yes. Any other questions similar to that?
Well, I guess the question was that done this year, last year?
It was earlier this year. The one that came out earlier this year distributed to all the programs from HR.
So before the merit bill.
The okay. New merit bill. Mm-hmm. Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Well, I was a part of the meetings when Mr. Johnson was asked, so what is the dollar amount that you need to bring your people up to minimum pay scale? And I gave a figure of $299,000, which is appropriated already by Congress in a separate bill set out for HR to bring employees up to pay scale for the base pay adjustments. That money was appropriated already.
Mr. Johnson, would you like to address that statement?
Oh, sorry, that's Scott Johnson.
Oh, I'm
Mr.
sorry.
Mr. Johnson. Casey Johnson could address it too.
Now, what's the question?
I don't know.
I got confused. She stated that Mr. Johnson, being Scott Johnson from HR.
Right.
Well,
we appropriated $299,000 for base pay adjustments for FY17. And that was the figure that Mr. Johnson gave in that committee meeting as to the dollar amount that was needed to do so.
I hear crickets. Okay. All right, so we don't know who the $21,000 for wages, I guess all tribal employees to minimum pay scale. All of the ones that didn't get moved up to the minimum pay scale, obviously. Okay? All right. And the $30,000 for meals sold at Senior Services Fairfax, we heard Ms. Linker speak to that earlier, and other third-party billing at clinic and IDC for Health Division Leader. Third-party billing being $625,087, and IDC being $125,000. Do we want to cover that? It's the last on the list. Congressman Shaw, this is your bill. Do you, want to continue on?
No, I think we ought to go ahead. We've got this much invested in it. And I still think it's rather straightforward here. I don't think we're going to have to go over the services provided to the clinic. We're perhaps more murky on Senior Services. I appreciate the update. But as you may recall, there was a third-party revenue, which is third-party collections, Medicare, Medicaid, private insurance, which is not only budgeted as part of the overall budget for expenses, but the clinic had projected, see, last year was 1.7, this year it's projected to be, or 1.8 is projected to be 3.1, so 1.3 million. Some of that was, not all of it, some of that was included in the Health and Wellness Appropriation Bill. But not all of it, because we moved the budget back to July 15th, 2016, and that didn't have the full amount adjusted for the all of the projected third-party revenue for 17. And so that amount has to do with third-party billing, 625.87. That brings us up to the full projected amount for FY17. IDC of 125,000, I'm thinking that's coming from the IDC pool to cover the Health and Wellness Division Leader salary. It did last year as well. So those were those amounts come from. I just wanted to emphasize that, bring up the committee. You could answer questions about that. But it's restricted, those monies are restricted for health-related services, the third-party monies. So they're considered restricted.
Okay, committee, questions for Congressman Shaw or
anybody else? Ms. Tillman? Have a different spin on that? I think I said it right. Yeah. The only question I have is, what about this wages and fringe, the 21,000? Leave it in, leave it out, amend it out on the floor. It sounds like there's questions about whether or not that's that may be unnecessary. My colleague that's sitting behind me, Councilman Whitehorn, I believe that was her assertion that, that money for that was already appropriated in $299,000. Perhaps Mr. Cobb might have some insight into that.
I'd have to review that. I think it's 115 or 116, which you mentioned.
Yeah, it's not my assertion that the employees don't need to be brought up to pay scale. It's my assertion that we appropriated money that the director of HR gave us the figure of what those raises were, and we appropriated money in a separate bill to be administered through the Human Resources Department to bring everybody up to scale. That's my assertion, not that the raises aren't needed, but the money has already been appropriated to HR.
Speaker Pratt, then Congressman Maker.
I think that if that's just the maybe one hovering question, that we could, I would agree that we could get that information between now and the time it gets to the floor. Because that could simply be that these positions, and I don't know what was calculated in that at the time, specifically all positions, but these could be, you know, because they're new positions, it could have been calculated after that took place. So I think that we could get that answer between now and then.
Mr. Copper, you wanting to comment directly to that?
Yeah, I think she mentioned that there were some questions about this, the positions for this 21,000. They weren't new, it was just, I think there are a total of six positions, and it's to move their wage to the minimum, six in this division.
Okay, so it's others, it's not necessarily these positions for Title VI?
No. The 21, that's why we separated. So the 21,000 is to get, I think there are six, maybe seven folks in the whole division to the minimum. You could add up a pay increase that they would get, would equal $21,000 annually. So it's not new, it's separate from the title.
Okay, so somehow they just, maybe perhaps didn't get calculated, but Scott would need to answer that, I agree. But I think there's time, and then it can be amended on the floor, if it needed to be.
Congressman Maker.
Yeah, that was kind of generally my same question. So this money is for six employees other than these new four additions, so you'll have to adjust that then also, if the fund committee didn't have original appropriation.
Adjust, you're talking about?
For the new four employees for the Fairfax Title VI.
That's part of the 190.
They're going to start out at minimum, at least.
52 of the 190.
Okay.
52.
I'm following.
801 is the title six. That's why we separated them. So the 190 is, takes care of.
They're taking care of.
Yes.
Okay.
The 21.
Thank you.
Existing.
Okay. Anything else, any more questions from the committee? Okay, chair would entertain movement. Congressman Mason.
Make a motion to report out ONCA 1707, would it be passed?
Second.
Motion by Congressman Mason to report out ONCA 1707 to Congress with a due pass recommendation, seconded by Congressman Maker. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Okay, report it out. Next item on the agenda is adjournment.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion to adjourn, seconded. Objection, we are adjourned.
Will you move when we appropriate two amounts?
Get ready.